Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
The Irish are the second biggest drinkers of tea in the world. We're also partial to dunking the odd biscuit into our cuppa. But what happens when our brand of choice comes from the UK? Last week, we were warned in some quarters of the media that pantry favourites sourced from Britain could be in short supply or even disappear from our supermarket shelves in the event of a hard Brexit. Even our online shopping experience with UK retailers is shrouded in confusion, with worry over whether we'll still be entitled to our standard consumer rights like refunds. So, what to do? Panic or keep calm? Here to put our minds at rest, hopefully, is consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire, who's pretty sure that life post-Brexit can still include a cup of Lion's tea or a Jammy Dodger without the need for stockpiling. How can you be so sure that we don't need to stockpile the Jammy Dodgers?
Well, actually, I've been making inquiries with British manufacturers, and the Jammy Dodgers are made by Britons, and they were the only people who wouldn't make a comment on Brexit. So my apologies, I'm already misleading you.
So clear the shelves with the Jammy Dodgers if you want to be sure.
We'll replace Jammy Dodgers with Hobnobs, because Pladis, who represent McVitie's, they have said to me that they are absolutely making sure that there will be plenty of supplies in place for Irish consumers post-Brexit. They make not only Hobnobs digestives, but also Jacob's cream crackers. So, and in relation to the Lion's tea, Sean, because last week we had several reports basically stating that, oh my God, you know, some of our favourite UK brands are disappearing from our shelves, and what are we going to do, and are we going to stockpile? And one of my reasons for actually researching this was because there was a lady in front of me in the supermarket, and she actually had 23 packets of Hobnobs in her trolley last week. And I said to her, why are you doing this? You having a party? And she said, oh my God, no. After Brexit, you won't be able to get Hobnobs. So, but yes, we will be able to get Hobnobs.
Yeah, but I suppose the Taoiseach maybe fed into this climate of uncertainty and fear when he said at that British-Irish Chamber of Commerce dinner that, yes, there will be food on the shelves, but possibly not all the same brands.
Absolutely. Yeah, but again, that was a way to kind of allay fears and say that, look, food will not be in shortage. But in relation to Lion's tea, okay, it is the nation's favourite, and those are figures from Nielsen.
We people in Cork now might beg to differ.
Well, I'm a Barry's fan, so, you know, but I do have to be impartial here. We drink about 900 million cups of it every single year. So I got on to Unilever, who make Lion's tea in the UK, and they basically said that they are as ready as they can be to manage any disruption. They've said that they have secured higher than usual stocks, that the materials in their tea are sourced outside of the EU, and that while they can't disclose exact level of stock build, as that's commercially sensitive, they're fairly confident that they will be able to provide lots and lots of Lion's tea post-Brexit.
Fairly confident, again, just one of those phrases that might require some parsing. But in any event, what other produce, Sean, food favourites that are produced in the UK could be vulnerable to this Brexit bedlam?
Well, we have the likes of Heinz, who make baked beans and ketchup and soups. They're located near Wigan in the Greater Manchester area, and they basically said that they too are dealing with any potential shortage in supply to Irish supermarkets, so that they're following the situation closely and plan to ensure that Heinz favourite varieties will continue to be in plentiful supply in Ireland.
Okay, now, meanwhile, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, the CCPC, sounds almost like a GAA committee, last week claimed that there could be a disruption to rights when buying online or returning items, particularly post-Brexit.
Yes. Now, there's good reason for them, you know, telling us to be cautious, because our consumer rights are dictated by the EU at the moment. They're very, very strong, the strongest in the world. What will happen post-Brexit? Well, what is likely to happen now, and this is according to feedback from British retailers, is that they will keep current refund options as they are at the moment, because they make an awful lot of money from us year on year, Sean. According to PayPal, we spend 5 billion per annum, 3 billion of that going to other countries outside of Ireland. And Retail Excellence Ireland told me that in relation to the amount of money being spent in the UK, there's also an opportunity now for Irish retailers to cash in on some of that. They're making, there's 20 million spent online every single day. 60% of that goes to the UK. So now it's time for Irish retailers to cash in on that.
Yeah, but there's also a question, whatever about the assurances given by the UK suppliers online about your rights being maintained, there is the little matter of possible duties to be paid on stuff coming in.
Absolutely.
If we're talking about importing it from outside the EU.
Extra tariffs, yeah, absolutely. Now, what we can look at the tea option. Black tea is a zero tariff rated product. So the likes of that and others coming in post-Brexit from the UK won't be subject to any additional charges. So they won't be passed on to the consumer. We do have options as well in relation to buying in from the UK. And if there are likely to be extra shipping charges or tariffs, then buy in other member state countries. We have this wonderful thing called geo-blocking, unjustified geo-blocking that has been banned.
You better explain that one.
Right, so geo-blocking essentially was where I would be looking at a product on sale on an Irish website in Ireland, and its German version could be selling the same item for cheaper. But until the end of last year, I wasn't allowed to buy from Germany. Now I can. And this is what people can do to get around any kind of additional charges or shipping. I had a look at some of the favourite high street stores from Spain and Italy. And they sell a lot of clothing to Irish men and women via UK websites. But if you buy directly from their websites, you're looking at around a tenner cheaper than actually buying from the UK version of the store.
So have they adjusted their settings on their computers and on their online relationship to allow you to do what you say you would want to do?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And there are severe penalties for any website that won't allow you to do that.
Yeah, so that's one piece of reassurance that you can go to elsewhere in the European Union. You mentioned about the opportunities there for Irish retailers. What are they now?
Right, okay. Well, so Retail Excellence Ireland have said that retailers are really talking amongst themselves now about improving their own websites, talking to consumers about their rights and making sure that they know that there is an option to buy Irish, buy locally, whether that's on new improved websites within Ireland or on the high street itself. Retail Excellence Ireland is also involved with E-commerce Europe. They're on the board and they met recently in Europe to discuss the idea of mandating British retailers post-Brexit to make sure that they have to pay a contribution to Repack, which is what all Irish retailers have to do over a certain amount. And this would basically mean that if UK retailers want to carry on selling into Ireland as normal and are telling consumers, look, we're not going to mess with your rights or anything, Irish retailers are saying, well, make a contribution the same way we have to in relation to our recycling.
Can that be enforced?
It can be mandated, yes.
Okay, now, well, I have you here finally, Siobhan. The European Consumer Centre published its annual report on cross-border complaints. What's number one?
So, air travel, followed by car rental, electronic products, hotels and accommodation and furniture. They're the top five cross-border consumer complaints for 2018.
Siobhan, thank you very much indeed for shedding so much light on so many issues. Siobhan Maguire there, consumer journalist. I suspect you'll be back here before the 31st of October.